Hello, bonjour, ni hao. My name is Stephanie Ling. I've had opportunity to build my international career and meet a lot of amazing talents in my journey. It's my pleasure to present an amazing selection of professionals and entrepreneurs who went extra mile to build their international career and create some crazy good things. I hope their work and hard-earned wisdom will help you learn, connect, and live the best of your lives. Come join us at www.stephanlingme.com to get additional tips that we won't share anywhere else. Let's begin the journey. In this episode, I'm very excited to interview Joy Ye, Senior Manager Client Strategies at RBC, the largest bank in Canada. Joy also shared her exclusive tips on how to prepare your international education journey and maximize your experience during and after the pandemic on our website. Here's the one and only Joy Ye.
There are many people who would like to go to abroad for education, work, or settlement. Each individual has their own unique experience and story. My name is Joy. Currently, I'm living in Toronto and working for RBC as senior manager focused on newcomer client strategy. Once a newcomer myself, I understand the challenges of establishing oneself in a new country. So I'm passionate at helping newcomers succeed in their settlement journey in Canada. It's great to have this opportunity to share my career development journey as I moved from China to Canada and some learnings along that journey. I hope this can also help you as you prepare for your own adventure. Before I came to Canada, I worked for GE China. Over 6 years at GE, I have broad experience in four different progressive roles across sales, business transformation, customer services, and product marketing. I also collaborated with my colleagues from North America, Europe, and Asia to do business with major global clients such as Apple, Microsoft, and Nokia, and supporting their operations in Asia. The experience helped me to understand the importance of global collaboration in order to enable the success of a project, a team, a company, and our clients in a global market. After I arrived into Canada, I wanted to apply my skills and experience and help clients solve business problems and explore new opportunities via strategy development, business process engineering, and technology implementation. I realized that I also needed to learn new skills in order to better bridge the gaps between business teams and technology teams. I registered for relevant new courses and sought opportunity to work in an IT team for the first year. And quickly, I landed a management consulting job in CGI, a major Canadian technology consulting firm. CGI provided me with great opportunities to support major clients from the financial services industry in their business transformation initiatives. I also think that growth mindset, continuous learning, and skill development are crucial activities as a professional. That eventually helped me land my first job in RBC's Strategy and Transformation Services team. Currently, I'm in my second role with RBC. I'm very proud of being able to focus on strategy development and implementation in order to provide product and services to meet financial needs of Canadian newcomers, and also provide meaningful beyond thinking services to help newcomers better navigate their challenges in a new country.
J Joy, you have a diverse range of global experience. You worked in the manufacturing, consulting, and financial service industry. And you were born in China and now live in Canada. So if people ask you where you're from, what would you say?
Wow, that's an interesting question. I would say I'm from China, but currently I'm living in Canada. I'm a Canadian as well.
So you're like a global citizen, right?
Yeah, I do like it. Yeah, global citizen is a good term to say it.
So what motivated you to travel around the world and build your international career?
I think actually it's really my early career in GE. When I'm working there in the 6 years in GE, I have like four different roles and I'm working with my colleagues from globally. And actually really give me the opportunity to see what's going on and how important it is from a global collaboration perspective in order for our entire world and entire society to be moving along. So that really motivated me, say, hey, even though I am working with everyone from China, but I think it's the time for me actually go abroad as well to really learn more about the diverse culture. So yeah, I think that is from GE time.
And what advice would you give to a smart, driven college student or professional about to start an international career?
I think it's very important to have a very open-minded kind of mindset, because this world has been changing so much and so fast as well. So an open mindset actually enables each individual would like to learn and would like to actually go extra mile to see different things. And this is the number one. And number two, I think it's very important to have critical thinking and good judgment as well, because as we see how complicated the global environment right now, and with the complexity of like the trade war between the US and China, or the Brexit happened in Europe, the world currently we're living is really different than like 10 years ago. And not only like that, and this is the political environment, a global big environment, but if you look at from a technology advancement perspective, with technology automation, and you can see the research indicate like 50% of the job maybe is going to be totally changed or disappear just in coming next decade. So with these kind of dramatic changes just happen in front of us, critical thinking and good judgment become so important.
In past 10 years, what's the one small thing or small change that made a big difference in your life? I mean, improved your life and well-being significantly.
Foster a good network. If you're surrounding yourself to actually learn to foster the environment of learning together, bounce idea together, actually could help a lot. So in the last 10 years, it's actually the years I'm living in Canada for that long. So because in a new country, if you only be there and fighting by yourself is a very challenging and difficult thing to do. But if you learn how to continue to grow your network, grow your relationship, and learn from that network and that relationship, that will help you from different perspective, no matter from a career development or new skills building, or even though personal learning perspective.
When you feel overwhelmed or unfocused, what do you do?
I do a little bit meditation. I think meditation is really help, because a lot of time in such a busy environment, particularly a lot of professionals work in a corporate environment, really could become very stressful. And sometimes in order for you to solve a particular day-to-day business problem or a conversation, you kind of really narrow yourself to look at just one tree. Say, hey, I would like to cut this tree, just this tree only. And very easily, you actually forget the entire forest. why you need to do that, right? What's the best way to do that? What problem actually I try to solve, or what opportunity I try to explore? And I feel like through meditation is actually, you, for me, I think nothing at the beginning. Just breathe, just calm down myself. After I make sure I'm kind of a very calm kind of the moon at that moment, and I will really relook at the things, or I try to solve, or relook at what's happening in the last 1 week. It's really not just focusing on the trees, look at the entire forest.
And your favorite quote?
Not all who wanders are lost. I think that is an interesting quote. Basically, as an individual, particularly people would like to make a change, particularly change, go to a new country, a new environment. A lot of time, you feel yourself like stuck. You kind of wandering around. You don't know what you want. But eventually, you will find yourself. You will reestablish yourself. So that's the reason I really like this quote. It's not everyone who wandering get lost.
What's the book you've gifted the most, or your favorite book, let's say, you know, for the past 5 years?
Principles from Ray Dalio. So the reason I really like it maybe is he's a very famous investor. But not only like that, in this book, he's sharing his learnings all from his life, including professional and personal learning. So that is one of my recent reading. I think it's really wonderful to see a successful individual and then share his, not only his success, but what's the experience, actually his failure experience. So I feel I learned a lot from that, and really to see what are, is really to reinforce my own learning of what's the foundational skills, what are the fundamental actually things that are actually important in life, and we should always hold it truly to ourselves.
What's one of the best investments you've made? Could be an investment of money, time, energy.
Spend the time to learn things maybe beyond your day-to-day life. No matter reading a book, or particularly right now with internet or so many contents, the documentary or what's going on in the world. I think is actually investment is how you spend your time, how you spend your time to absorb knowledges, absorb informations in this a global scale. That is important. It's kind of nurture ourselves, not only from our technical professional skills perspective, it's actually really nurture us from helping us to really build a good foundation of our personal skills. And I would say, using another word, is the soft skills and good learning.
Last question, what are the most important things you want people to remember about you? So your elevator pitch.
If everyone open his mind, open the heart to be more accepted to each other in this world, and this world is going to become a better place. So I think I try to be this kind of an individual and try to be really in my personal journey or my career journey, I try to think about how to help the society and how to help the people in need, no matter their settlement journey or their educational journey.
What a journey. Thanks for listening. If you like the show, please subscribe on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, or anywhere you listen to the podcast, and share it with your friends, as helping each other and growing together is just so much fun. Head to www.stephanlingme.com for additional tips and info. Remember, play the long game and be great every day. Bye. Ciao. 下次见.